Blog Talk Radio.
At Red Barn, our pet food ingredients work overtime. They aren't just there for show. Dandelion greens work to maintain a healthy digestive system. Salmon oil works to enhance the immune system. Green-lipped mussels work to support joint health. These hardworking ingredients support your dog's active, healthy life. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Try our grain-free stews, the only pet food with Red Barn Bully Sticks.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to NADWIT Talks. This is Rachel Moore calling in from Miami, Florida, and I am super excited to be a part of the show this morning. I know as you ladies are calling in that you all are also excited, and be sure to send a quick text to someone else and let them know that we are on the air. And this morning we will be speaking with Miss Stacy Silvera, right here out of the South Florida area, a supplier in the construction industry with Apricot Office Interiors and Office Express. And so we're super excited to have her on the line this morning to share her experience in this industry and how we can connect. I want everyone to know that we are listening to NABWIC Talks, National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of black women in construction, and we definitely welcome you for being a part of our call this morning. So what I want to do is just jump right into the conversation. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Rachel. How are you this morning?
Everything is excellent, girl. It's a great day here in Miami, looking over the water. We have people calling in the industry, outside of the industry, looking forward to getting into the construction industry. They're all calling in this morning, and we are just so blessed to have you on the line to kind of share your experience and your know-how in the construction industry. Tell us a little about yourself.
Well, Rachel, I've been in business about 24 years. Starting out with Apricot Office Supplies and Furniture and gradually getting into the furniture business. And I guess through the years, I've been certified in everything that you could possibly be certified as, an MBE, a woman-owned business, and a disadvantaged business enterprise. And with those certifications, it really helped me to get into the construction side of the business because a lot of the contractors were not able to meet their goals on those particular certification requirements. And little by little, I found a way to make a niche with, you know, both office supplies and office furniture in those industries, because when you build a building, you need furniture and you need paper and pencils to do the work while you're doing the construction. So it really has been very beneficial for us to have those certifications. So, and, you know, over the years, we've just been able to grow our business and stay in touch with all aspects of the business, from, you know, from building of the Marlin Stadium to schools at the school board of Broward County. And, you know, it really just has been a wonderful experience for us.
So are you sharing that you were already in the furniture and office supply industry and then you were able to ease your way into the into getting some public contracts inside of that niche?
Well, we were always heavily in the government business, and I think we segued into the construction side of the business once we got our DVE certification, you know, because there we were dealing more with builders and contractors. Mm-hmm. And it became a very nice niche for us because there aren't many other companies that do what we do in the construction business, you know. So it kind of gave us a nice little secure market, if you will. Mm-hmm. And as we grew, we found that, the Turner and the Skanskas were taking us to other jobs that they were going on. And, in addition to that, people were recommending us to be utilized as they were, going through the processes. So
you mentioned a couple big projects that you worked on. Did you say the arena, the stadium, or something? And just tell us about some of the big projects in the area that you've been able to get the contract for.
Well, I guess the most recent one is the I-595 project. We've been working with Dragados for about 2 years now, supplying their offices both in Dade and Broward County. And that was purely because we were a DBE. I mean, this company came on the scene. Nobody knew them. They didn't know anybody. But because I was on that list, they reached out to us and we forged a lovely relationship with them. We also were a part of the Marlins Stadium with the thanks of Ann McNeil, who recommended us to Baker Concrete. And this is where I think, we've been able to make our niche in those industries where they are subcontractors, but they still have the goals that they need to meet. And they don't have any subcontracting opportunities, particular line. So with this non-construction type of product, they are still able to meet their DBE requirements. So those are a couple of the most recent ones. Further back, we were able to furnish 6 of the 10 new schools for the school board of Broward County. And, that was not really construction related. We did participate in a bid process and were one of many vendors, but because of our strategic alliances with certain facilities managers and our reputation, we were able to secure 6 of those 10 schools. So we're very proud of that, and those schools are among the best furnished in the county. So I'm very proud of that, and we continue to utilize them as showcases for our work.
Wow, that sounds like a big deal. So when you furnish a school, you're speaking of the library, all the shelves, the desks, the offices, the actual chairs, and the cafeteria?
Mm-hmm, yeah, mostly the offices and some of the classrooms, the teacher's desk and chair. Mm-hmm. We don't really do much in actual classroom. We do some training rooms, but mostly the offices and, the public areas, the reception area, the waiting room, that sort of thing. So, but it's been very, pleasing to us.
Well, Stacy, it sounds like you're saying, especially in the area of becoming a supplier on some of the bigger projects, in your area, that it's important to have a DBE certification if that is something you actually qualify for. But it's also important to have relationships with people.
Absolutely.
That can refer you or do good work, because it sounds like some of the folks that you did business with, they began to take you on your new jobs and so on. So tell us a little bit about how the relationships, you've been very clear about how necessary your DBE was, but how the relationships have kind of helped you in building your business, so that our listeners can really understand how important it is to always build relationships as they're growing their business.
Absolutely. Well, being involved with several of your organizations, mostly here in South Florida, you know, such as the South Florida Regional Purchasing Council and organizations like NABWIC, where we're in front of those persons that are responsible for making the decisions. I can't say how important it is to get out there and let people see you and know you and have a personal relationship with you. The other day, you know, I went to a presentation by Skanska and ran into Jasmine Jones, who is with the DB office for Broward County at the airport. And we just have a really nice relationship, and she shares things that maybe I wouldn't know if I just relied on my own experience. But because she's on the inside, she's going to help me navigate those potholes that are always presented. And I think that that is the key, is to have somebody who can tell you who to see, show you the way that you need to do it, you know, not actually writing it for you, but giving you some tips on how things are at that particular agency and what is the best way to go about doing business with them. Because each agency, each company that you encounter does business in a particular way. And the only way that you get to find that out is to become close to somebody in the organization that can give you a heads up or give you some insight into what would work best for that agency. And, you know, of course, being here for so long, I mean, some of the people have already retired, so I find myself right now in a situation where I'm having to reforge relationships or find new relationships, because the people that I've had relationships with over the past 25 years are no longer in those positions. So this is the thing with being an entrepreneur, is that it never stops. You know, you can't sit down and say, oh, I did it. You know, it really is a full-time job that is ever, ever increasing. You know, it just never goes away. You always have to keep those relationships. And I think that that's what has helped my companies to stay in the forefront, to be known. And because people talk about us, even when I'm not there, people are talking about mentioning the company's name, and, you know, it does make a difference. So.
Wow. You know, one of the things that one of our great leaders, Emmett Mill, always reminds us is that you are in the people business. No matter what product you have, no matter what business you think you're in, your first business is the people in business, and the relationships are so, so important. And I would like you to maybe take a moment and kind of share how NABWIC, how you came across NABWIC, what had you to become a part of it, how you've benefited. Just give us your NABWIC story, if you will.
Okay. Well, of course, it's no surprise that Ann McNeil has her hands in it. And Ann has been my cohort, I call, for the last 10 or 15 years. And Anne would nudge me and say, Stacy, you need to come to this, come and sit on this board at the county. And I just did what she said, you know. So then she nudged me and says, well, you need to be a part of NABWIC. So I came to the meeting, and I really found myself surrounded with so many intelligent and progressive thinking women that I felt that I wanted to really make this a part of my life experience. And the things that I get as feedback from other women that are in business has been huge. You know, I really just feel that there is so much camaraderie amongst the women, And because our stories are so similar, we all share some experiences in one way or another, and I think that is the ground floor of what makes NavWick so good. And we all are very busy people, and you know, if you want to get something done, you give it to busy people. We just find a way somehow to get things done. And I can't say enough about the organization. I really am very, very pleased with the affiliation that I have, and it has given me like some new life, if you will, to wear the rose and stand out there and represent NavWick. I'm currently working with Miami-Dade College, and Lee Tony, who is the director of the Entrepreneurial Center, came to one of our meetings, and she was so impressed with the women that she saw sitting around the table. She went back to her office and called me within an hour of leaving that meeting to tell me that she wanted us to participate with her on the economic gardening project that is currently being run by the Entrepreneurial Center. And, you know, basically gave the organization $3,000. And, you know, I think it has helped me to again, forge a relationship with Lee Tony. And also, I'm proud to wear the rose and represent NavWick in each and every one of the events that economic gardening project is going to have. And I think that is how we are just going to grow and spread ourselves, is by branding ourselves and representing women in business who happen to be black and who happen to be in the construction business. But first and foremost, we are representative of the women that are in business and giving hope to our communities. And, you know, I just think it's a wonderful thing.
Wow, you know, I remember when I reached out to Ann initially, and when I went to that first event with the organization and I was handed that red rose to wear, and I wasn't even an official member at that moment, but I remember how proud I felt, how people noticed, how to feel a part of something, and where you knew you had alliances, where people had an interest in you and were wanting you to win in the industry and in life. And so we definitely invite people to go over to NavWick.com, get on the email list, learn a little more about the organization. It's something we have a lot of fun with. But just as Stacy has shared so far, it is very, very necessary and very empowering for your business, the things that we are able to learn from each other. What I want to do now is kind of transition, give an opportunity to those of you listening in to become a part of the conversation, share your experiences in the construction industry, or ask questions or give comments with our guest this morning, Stacy Silvera of the South Florida area. So what you might want to do is right there on your dial pad, go ahead and press the number 1. I'll open up your phone line so that you can become a part of the conversation. And just be sure that you let us know your name, let us know where you're calling in from, the type of business that you have in the industry, so that we know who you are, and then go ahead and join in on the conversation. Right now, I'm going to open up the line here for someone right out of the Fort Lauderdale area. Go ahead and state your name.
This is Gladys.
And where are you calling from? Hi, good morning, Gladys.
Good morning. I just want to thank Stacy for volunteering to do the blog today. It was very interesting.
Thank you.
That's all. No questions. Bye.
All right. Thanks so much, Gladys. And any other callers on the line that just want to jump in with the conversation, everybody, that was Gladys of Gladys Bonding here in the area. And we definitely look forward to having her as a guest on our show here in the future month. We want you to know that we are on every single Wednesday morning at 8:30. Go by NavWick.com. Become a part of the email list. Become a part of the organization. We love to feature you and your
Hello? Hello?
What happened?
I don't know. It's like she dropped off the car.
I think we lost her.
Oh, goodness.
But again, thank you, Stacy.
Okay, Gladys, no problem. You've been one of my long-time relationships, and I remember the days from FPL, so
yeah,
appreciate everything that you did during that visit.
Amazing. I lost the call there for a moment. I'm back. This is Rachel Moore calling in from South Florida. Listen, we have someone else on the line standing by that wants to add to the conversation. I want to open up the line for another caller right here in the South Florida area. Go ahead and take it over, 0184.
Good morning, Stacy. Ann McNeil, the master builder, building stronger and better lives. You did a wonderful job this morning, and I learned so very much about you and how we can better help you build your business. So thank you so very much, and I'm sure we'll be glad to hear from Gladys Keith next Wednesday on Blog Talk Radio as NABWIC Talks. Right, Gladys? If you would be so kind, can you share with us about what's happening in November for NABWIC, please?
Certainly. I believe November 15th through 17th, the NABWIC women will be attending both the Matchmaker Conference in Orlando, Florida, as well as the Florida Black Legislators Conference, which is going to be held concurrently in Orlando, Florida. You can make your reservations. I don't know if the application is on the website, but we were emailed to save the date. So please do go ahead and register to attend that conference so we can find out what our legislators are going to do with that $2 million that they have received from the federal government for stimulus. Right?
Yes. 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 Thank you so very much.
Okay. Thank you, Ann. Did we lose Rachel again?
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you so much, Stacy. Listen, I just want to reach out to our callers and make sure that they understand how they can reach you. You definitely have a wealth of information, especially as it relates to being a supplier in this industry. Some of the things that you may need to do, how important the DBE is, how to reach out to the right person that can help you establish yourself in the industry in your area. I know that there are women across the country that are trying to find their way in this industry. It's a very competitive industry, I'm sure we all understand, but with each of us supporting each other and helping point each other in the right direction, we definitely can help each other make a way in this industry. And so what I want you to do, Stacy, is just go ahead, give your information out so that people are able to reach out to you, maybe even get guidance from you, advice, or maybe hire you or connect you to your next big contract. So go ahead and let everyone know who you are and how to find you.
Okay. My email address is Stacy, Stacey, Silvera, Silvera, at apricot, like the fruit, os.com. So apricotos.com. And I am with Apricot Office Interiors. We are a full-service office furniture company supplying everything from a desk to a cubicle, a chair, training materials, anything like that. My phone number is 305-753-2080. And you can reach me on that number anytime, day or night. That is my cell phone. So It's always near me. And I would love to assist anybody in furnishing their office, their home office, or working with them on a project. I'm always willing and able. I try to be as responsive as I can. I know that it's very important to be on time or before time. So I've built my business that way, and would love to work with anybody that is looking for good service and great pricing and a lovely person to work with. Thank you so much, Rachel.
Wow, thank you so much, Stacy. What a blessing to have you a part of our call this morning for a quick conversation. I want everyone that's listening in to just realize that you are listening to NABWIC Talks, National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black Women in Construction, and we definitely invite you to become a part of our organization. Go on over to NABWIC.com, become a part of our email list, read about what our organization is doing across the country and how we're growing. Consider becoming a part of our organization and also being a future guest on one of our radio shows. Understand that this show goes on every single Wednesday morning at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. We invite you to listen in and invite a friend. Be clear that next week, Wednesday morning, at 8:30, we will be speaking with the phenomenal Miss Gladys Keith out of the South Florida area of FSB Agency Incorporated. She will be giving us some amazing information as it relates to bonding in our industry. Be aware that you are going to learn so much by being able to listen in on that conversation, and you definitely want to invite a friend. If you know other people in the industry that could benefit from the information that we're sharing on this call, on this show, on a weekly basis, definitely invite them, forward the phone number over to them so that they can be a part of the call. The call-in number, for those of you that are just listening in as guests, is 714-459-3918. Call in every morning to listen in to the radio show, or go on over to Blog Talk Radio and search NABWIC if you're going to listen from your computer. Again, next week we will be speaking with Ms. Gladys Keith. Be sure that you don't miss that show. Listen in and invite a friend. And we definitely want to thank Miss Stacy Silvera for being a part of our conversation this morning. Stacy is of Apricot Office Interiors and Office Express. If you are furnishing your project or furnishing your home office and you need office supplies or office interiors, definitely reach out to Stacy Silvera. We thank each and every one of you for listening in this morning. Ladies, go out and have a productive day. Prosper and make profit, and make sure at the next big event you too are wearing that red rose. Thank you for being a part of our show this morning, and we look forward to hearing you on the line next week. This is Rachel Moore signing off from Miami, Florida. Ladies, have an awesome day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Want internet that works whenever you need it? Xfinity Internet delivers reliably fast speeds, even during peak hours when everyone is online at the same time. Get started with Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for a whole year. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com today. Requires enrollment to EcoBill paperless billing. Offer ends 11-18-15. Restrictions apply. New Economy Plus Internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
Oh, guess what, Mom? I don't know what else to say. And then even, and you don't want to get that anyway.
Yeah, I do. I want all of that.
Oh, and here's another thing. You put it down from school, but you can't,
waiting for a sale. Look at that shit. I'm waiting for a sale.
All right. And if you go
and
back,
that ain't my fault. That's because I'm dumbass too. So what the fuck am I supposed to do?
I wasn't there on the day that, I was there on with the
second. The biggest one. You were there for curriculum night. That's the only one you need to be there for.
But I think the thing that drove that.
The other one you heard, I gave you a call. So I was just slamming the door.
Whatever happened when you going up there about the car.
The emergency car. I was asking questions in a low tone of voice, and Donna Dick there actually told me, sir, you have your son. I don't have anything else to help you with. You need to leave. That's what she told me. I basically got kicked out because I was asking questions.
And then I tell you when you were going to address the car to just fill out another card.
I hit and they lost it. When they lost it, I had to fill another one that day. And I was asking about the discrepancy, and I asked about my car and her car. I was only asking questions. That's it. That's all that happened that day. And that's not even one of the days they referenced. He brought that up. That's the whole function of it. They brought up that isolated incident with the curriculum night incident. They trying to mix it all together like, all this stuff has been mounting up to this. Oh, my God.
But here's one thing, Jason, though, that I have observed. It does. Because you don't really care about what people say, you say this is
it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant.
Whatever. But then it does make it difficult for people like when they
answer a question, what time and what and where.
No, not that. I'm just saying when people are trying to put you in a different light on other situations or defend something, then what people remember is like, oh well, yeah, there's the erratic.
There is no erratic. There's no erratic behavior. That's why I asked Abbott Sinozzi, who bitch ass tried to get all legal. Well, I guess because subpoena, I said, for all this, Abbott Sinozzi, the guy who enforces it, the thing. I said, can't y'all just look at the tape? Don't y'all got tapes all over the goddamn school? Can't y'all just see if I was yelling? Can't you see my demeanor? Yeah, but we have to subpoena that in court. So I got to take them to court for them to pull it. They're not going to look at them to prove themselves wrong. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if I'm this irate man, pull this fucking footage. It's a school. It's on the constant surveillance. The sound right there every day I walk up there. Show me the tapes. Show me the tapes before I was moving. Who I yelled at. Show me the tapes in the cafeteria who I yelled at. Do it. What y'all have to know that I said, are you going off of written statements? You going off of somebody's word? He kept trying to defend Filet in the school. And I said, do y'all get the tapes? Oh, you could subpoena that. I'm like, why am I subpoenaing it? Y'all asking you to do your investigation. This is the fuck you're doing. It's your job. No, you mean. Fuck out of here. All that. Because of that. Yeah, can you call her sister?